Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It is Tuesday. It is noon in Rocky Mountain time here, and we're just going to be on for a little bit shorter time today. We're doing 90 minutes today. Jethro had some announcements he wanted me to make for today, and he might be on a little bit later. We'll see. Let's see. We have some emails here, and we're going to say thank you to Marilyn B. for writing into us there. Really appreciate very much hearing from our listeners and whatnot. It's like it was a really nice email. We really appreciate you writing in there. Okay, let's see. And who else? We have some winners here for the half-hour reading. And this would be to Marie Francis. If you will get a hold of Psychic Jethro at his psychicjethro@aol.com, you have won the free half-hour reading. Let's see, Marie, you're at mt74_98@yahoo. So, if, Marie, if you are listening here, oh, yes, we love you too. If you are listening, you are a half-hour winner here. Also, let's see. Okay, there's some more. It's like I can't read my own writing here. This is not good. But tonight, Psychic Jethro is going to be on. He is going to be on with Turbo Talk. That's Karen Kinsey. It is 7 p.m. Mountain Time, which makes it 6 p.m. in Pacific, 8 p.m. in Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. That is Turbo Talk with Karen Kinsey, and Jethro is going to be a guest on her show this evening. It's just kind of all topics, so it's like the call-in number for Turbo Talk this evening is 347-996-5474. Again, Jethro is going to be on with Karen Kinsey on Turbo Talk tonight on Blog Talk Radio. That is 347-996-5474. So join them there. Okay, also, to be in the contest that he has got going here, where he's giving away the free readings. It's like I'm not sure if this one is the hour reading or the half hour reading. It's like I know it's one of the readings, but what he would like you to do is if you will, for those of you who are computer savvy, I guess you know other people probably know how to do this, but if you can take a copy of your receipt that you know that you purchased a book that Living in the Psychic Realm of Jethro's, if you will like email a copy of that into him at his psychicjethro@aol.com, that will enter you in the drawing for that free, I don't know, like I said, I can't remember, I believe it's at least a half-hour reading. I'll go that far. It's like I'm sure he can come on and correct me here in a little while. Okay, and what else here? You can get your copy of Living in the Psychic Realm. It's now under New Age Topics. And it just got there. It's in Amazon, and it's with Barnes & Noble. You can also order a copy from Jethro's site at www.jethrosmith.net. You can also, let's see, I believe, I'm not sure if you can actually put in the orders or if he'll tell you how to do that, at psychicjethro@aol.com or jethropsychic@gmail.com. Or his phone number to contact him for personal readings and scheduling is 928-284-0437. His special this month, and Jethro is never doing this again. It's like this is the April special for any of you, for any of our listeners. If you would like to get a really good discount deal with him, he is doing 50% off on all readings booked in the month of April. It's like you can book it. You don't have to have the reading itself. And it's like as scheduled in as he's getting, it's like I haven't seen that particular schedule, but I know it's either, I'm just saying, either May, June, or July. It's like if you book it now, you get 50% off. His normal rates are $120 for an hour or $60 for half an hour. So with that April 50% discount, which he will honor even if it's, you know, May, June, or July, you will get a full hour's reading with him for only $60 or the half-hour reading for $30 with that 50% discount. So book those today, and that the number to call on that is 928-284-0437, or contact him on his site, www.jethrosmith.net, or psychicjethro@aol.com, or jethropsychic@gmail.com. Okay. We've had some shakeup in our lineup. It's like we are having some different guests on. We're going to be having Lady Palmer on with us this Friday. I believe Jethro's going to be doing that interview in time with her, and that'll be at noon Rocky Mountain time. We have the same time, same day for Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. We start at 11 o'clock Pacific. It's noon Rocky Mountain, 1 o'clock in Central, and 2 o'clock in Eastern. So we're whatever time zone you are across the board there, it's like we have a steady and stable time there. Our Monday shows, Psychic Celeste got injured, and it's like she will be doing her readings and stuff. She's just a little incapacitated at the moment, but she's going to get up and get back in the saddle and be with us again. Jethro will be on for that hour time period on Mondays, and that's going to be 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 Central, 8 Rocky Mountain, and 7 in the morning out in Pacific Time. So that's going to be our Mondays for probably next couple of weeks there. Tuesdays, we always, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm here. It's like we're going to be getting people on as some talking hosts, and we're going to have some different people scheduled on, so you don't have to listen to just me. Wednesday, we're having Tristan on. She's doing angel cards. And let's see, this upcoming Sunday, we're still working on this young lady, but it's like I believe we're going to have another surprise guest on Sunday. So she'll be doing some readings and stuff. And, okay, let's see what else we got going here. Just looking at my information here. I'm kcbirthcards@gmail.com or 719-289-4907. And that's just to, you know, If you want a free sample of coffee, I need snail mail because I do that by snail mail so you can taste our healthy coffee. And then we have the information out, trying to get it on the show descriptions, how to find us. So it's like how to find us on the web and go to the online retail store and get yourself some gourmet coffee. There's also that option if you want to get it wholesale. We can do that too. All right. Well, we have a couple people who've been a little bit patient here with us. We have a couple callers, and we're going to take a call or two. Okay, when are we making official contact with extraterrestrials? I'm going to say not sure. This was in chat. I'm so sorry. Okay, let's see. Our first caller today here is area code 773. You are live on the air with us.
Hi.
Hello. Can I get your name?
My name is Wendy.
Lady. All righty. And it's like, can I get a birth date for you?
Sure. 1-1880.
1-1880. And that rhymes with lady. I like that. Okay. Let me do some. Mine are all numerical here. So I do that calculation. Let's see. And I'm going to question. You're right on the cusp there of Aquarius and Capricorn. Do you know for sure which one have you had the astrology stuff done, or do you know which one you're at in there?
I always say Capricorn.
Always say Capricorn. Okay, sounds good. One of my best friends is a Capricorn, and she's the day before you. She's on the 17th. It's like, all righty.
Exactly. That's what I told her, right?
Okay, so we got Lady at 1-18-1980, and let's see what you come up as here. Oh, awesome blossom. Okay, that makes sense. Yes, of course, I should have known that. You're a 9 of diamonds birth card, and you have a 4 of hearts planetary ruler. It's like the 4 of hearts is called, is one of the marriage cards. There's 2 of them. There's the queen of hearts and the 4 of hearts. Usually strong indicators of marriage and stuff, but just the fact that this is your actual birth card, your planetary ruling card, excuse me, your birth card, that 9 of diamonds, man, it's like you've had some, this has been a life of graduations for you, I'll just put it that way. Diamonds have to do with our, on the physical, with money, and it's like, and usually diamonds people, if you have your boyfriend or whoever, somebody involved with you, it's like they always say that diamonds, anybody dating a diamond person, you got a price on your head, so so to speak. On the deeper level, the diamonds show us what we came here for was to examine our values. And it's like, what are our values in life? And what's, you know, really, truly important in the, you know, long range overall scheme of the universe type of thing. So it's like we really look at those values. Okay, and let's see what we got. Was there any area in particular you were interested in, or can we just kind of do a general and kind of find a little bit out about more about your birth card, or what would you like to do?
Yes, you could do general, yes.
Okay, all righty. Not General Lee either. Let's see here. I was thinking Jerry Lynn, General Larry Platt, it's like pants on the ground. It's like popped into my head. I saw that. That was so cool. Okay, your card is called the Card of Universal Value and the Giver's Card. Nine of Diamonds people, you're here to let go and complete a major chapter in what they call the evolution of your soul and personality. It entails a lot of giving to others, being willing to release people and material things from your life when the time comes. If you've not heeded this call to give and to let go of others, money, relationships, love, your life can be filled with disappointment and remorse. But on the positive side, okay, that can happen, that's the downside there. On the positive side, you are what they call philanthropic. It's like, you know, giving to others, generous, happy, productive. You've all got this opportunity to experience firsthand the heightened consciousness that comes from living a universal life. Despite losses from time to time, these people, you do very well in business, especially when it involves selling or other creative enterprises. You're really good at promoting things you believe in. You're great talkers, great communicators. You can become counselors. If not professionally, then at least with your friends and family, somebody's always looking for your shoulder to cry on, okay? If you keep your values in proper perspective, you might even attain affluence, you know, good prosperity here. However, flip side, if you disregard the higher laws, it's going to result in some misfortune and misery. So it's like always walk that high line with God. Be careful while you're driving and when taking any kind of risks and chances. You can kind of sometimes be like that Archie Andrews character comic, a little bit reckless or accident prone. So just be careful when you drive. You have great minds. You're attracted to some professional work that lets you use those intellectual abilities. One of the challenges you have is to develop and use your charm and power to do some good work. Many of you are really destined to make great contributions to the world, leading others to a higher form of knowledge and understanding. In relationships, Nine of Diamonds like to have somebody to talk to and prefer relationships with people who are witty and smart. Most of you have at least one challenging, either marriage or significant other relationship, kind of this karmic nature. There's going to usually responsibilities associated with family, spouse, or children. Marriages can be karmic or destined, often long-lasting. Okay, you got traditional values about marriage. You're very giving people, very easy to get along with. And that Four of Hearts is your planetary ruler. It's called the card of family and represents a foundation of love and all those good things associated with home and family. Those are very important to you. You probably go out of your way to make sure you have this circle of close friends that you can count on, you know, when the chips are down, that your home is comfortable and enjoyable and people like, you know, hanging out with you. As a matter of fact, you probably have special skills maybe that relate to food. You might be, you know, the gourmet cook or, you know, always something surprising in beauty or, you know, home life, other areas. You always find ways to create security among your inner circle of family and friends. You're this protector and this helper to people you love. You just hate to see any of them leave. People feel really nurtured in your presence. The only thing you have to watch out for is you don't get to be too much of a mother hen that you sit on those chicks and, you know, they go, hey, I want out here.
Right.
Family can bring a lot of joy, whether it comes by marriage, just creating your own family among those you love the most. Okay, that's just kind of a little bit about you. At 32, you've got really good career influences this year. Ah, boy. And let's see. And I know any of the numbers that add to 5. Okay, 5 is a number of great change. So we look at people's, you know, like overall life, and it's like, you know, when you're age 5, when you're age 14, when you're age 23, when you're age 32. Any of those that add up, you know, like 3 + 2 = 5. Any of the times in the years where you are, when you are, I know, it's like my screaming, my phone here, it's like I thought my phone is actually off, and it's like it's still giving me alarms. It's like, no. But any of those times when you are at a 5, you know, there's a potential for all the transitions happening in those years. It's like, you know, something really significant, either, you know, changes in in family or, you know, place where you live or whatever this, you know, restlessness, career-wise, relationships, whatever. It's like just a lot
all of the above.
Is that happening kind of already for you?
Yeah, all of the above.
Okay. Let's see. And the good career influences this year. And you can find your true purpose this year. This is one of those, a lot of people search, you know, kind of search their lives over and go, like, what is my purpose on this planet? What am I here for? So this is one of those years, if you really want to get into that, do some spiritual, do some meditative type stuff. I forgot to send that one. Sorry about that. Okay. It will just give you that opportunity to have that come into your consciousness. It's like, you know, you, where you kind of feel like I'm this is a path I'm on, and this is kind of the direction I need to go. And it's also a major completion year for you. Now, you know, not that your life is not, you know, being about completions enough, but it's like you also have a nine in your card reading this year. Whatever the nature of the endings in your life this year, just kind of be glad that you've reached that point in your development. You're ready to move on to better things in relationships. It's kind of like, would be kind of like that character Linus and Charlie Brown, kind of letting go of his security blanket. You know, you get really comfortable with things and you go, well, wait a minute, but it's still soft and fuzzy. It's like going, yes, but, you know, can you drag it, you know, to that PowerPoint presentation with you, you know?
Right.
Those kind of things. So it's just a time of, we like to say graduations. And it's kind of like if you think of it as a high school graduation where it's like, you know, you worked from, you know, preschool all the way up to 12th, and it's like, and, you know, school was your life for those years, and it's like, and then all of a sudden you graduate, and it's like as one door closes, that other door opens, and you go, oh, my goodness, life is so big. So it's like it's going to, you know, kind of be one of those type of graduation moments where it's like, something, you know, one door will close and another door is going to open. It's like, and it could be, you know, like a, I want to say a physical thing. It could, you know, could be relationships, you know, changing friendships. It could be changing jobs. It could be changing and kind of remaking your own mental attitude. So it's about, you know, how you interact with the world or whatever. So it's like, just know that this year, you know, you're going to be going through big changes. Okay.
Okay.
And on the positive side, it's that magic genie of the lamp. You get a wish fulfilled this year. So it's like you've got one of your cards falls in that Jupiter time, that you're going to have a really amount of good fortune this year. And just one of your, you know, whatever your goal is, whatever your really important wish is, that, you know, 3x5 index card on the bathroom mirror that you look at every day and go, I really wish this, you know, whatever. It doesn't mean that every problem in your life is going to disappear, everything's easier. It just means some things is going to come easier for you, and it's just going to kind of manifest itself. It's just going to flow. It's going to be a year of prosperity and abundance for you. You might have challenges in other areas, but there's a lot to be grateful for. And you magnify your prosperity always by receiving it and giving thanks. And again, this is kind of like a lot of people have heard of Rhonda Byrne's The Secret, and that, you know, either her book or her DVD. And it's like, and the one of the presenters that's on the DVD had such a cool thing. It's like he said, every morning when I get out of bed, it's like as soon as my feet hit the floor, I start going, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, as he walks to the bathroom, you know, brush his teeth, whatever he's doing in the morning. But it's just like that attitude of gratitude serves us, and it serves us well, because by being grateful for what we have, we attract more of that in.
Oh, wow.
I got to say, have you ever heard of that one? It's like, if you haven't, take the time to, it's like, it might be, I was about to say rent it. It's like, yeah, rent it from the library. There we go. But I'm thinking it's been out enough. I believe it first published in around 2006. So I'm thinking libraries might have their hands on it by this time. And a lot of libraries, they have like DVD materials, you know, to check out, or, you know, the books and that kind of stuff. And if your local library doesn't have it, you can always, you know, ask them to see if they can get it through an interlibrary loan. So it's like you don't necessarily have to go out, you know, buy a lot of books to, you know, and to get to see these things. But it's like, you know, make some time to do that, because it's really cool. It's really, really worth your time to watch and or read.
Okay.
All righty.
So it's my year of graduation. I hope so, because I've been through enough.
Had a lot of things going on.
Yeah, especially in this recession, so yes.
All righty. Well, you know, and what I'm going to encourage you to do is, if you're on your computer or someplace where you can click follow, it's like follow us, and it's like we'd love to have you call back in and kind of let us know how your year is going, because we always like to. It's nice to have that validation. It's like, you know, a lot of times we see things for people, you know, we kind of give that idea of, you know, this is kind of coming up and whatever. And it's like, it's nice to hear back, you know, hey, you know, guess what? This occurred and this, you know, this happened. It's like, oh, good, you know, this is really nice. And it's good for us to be able to hear that back, too.
Well, I most certainly will follow. I am on my computer. But everything that you touched on, it makes sense, because I've been waiting to find out when will that graduation happen. You know.
When was I graduating? Well, see, you're just gonna say you just started your year here, so it's like, and you're actually in. Let me think of the planetary rulers. Let's say, okay, well, I'm not gonna look at. Say, there's five cards that go for the overall for your year. I'm just gonna really quick. Okay, there's your environment card. Nine of clubs is your long range card. That's gonna be just the overall theme this year. Okay, as a result, affirmations. Your Mercury time started. It's like there we have like the, let's see, I believe it's seven. There's Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune are seven, yeah. Planetary periods is what they call it. And they each of those planets kind of like, quote, rule for 52 days in this particular system. It's like that's the time when that influence is the strongest for things to happen, but certainly things can happen throughout the year. It's like it's a lesser influence, but it's like, you know, when these things come up, it's like, okay, instead of it happening, you know, during the time, this time it happens here. Where you're at right now, your Mercury's time, as I said, kind of passed. It's like that was from your birth date to March 11th. You had, let's see, you had a ten of diamonds and a six of spades in there. Mercury is about things that come in that happens quick. Ten of diamonds is really called the blessed card. So it's like you might have had some blessings in that time period. Where you're at right now, your Venus period started March 11th and it goes till May 2nd. And in that time period right now where you're at, you have this six of clubs and the eight of hearts. And I'm just going to kind of look ahead and see when some of these, okay. Not really seeing the nines in the transition here. Let's see. Got a lot of threes. There's like towards the end of the year, you've got a lot of threes together, and it's like threes are always high creative moments, but they can also, unless you channel that creativity with those threes, they can be a lot of worry and stress. Wow, you got some good. You got a couple queens. You got some jacks. Okay, you got some really positive things happening along in the year. Right at this moment in time, I'm going to say, okay, your Venus, you got a six of clubs in Venus, which it kind of represents a lack of change in personal relationships. It's just kind of steady. And it just kind of depends on what your current relationship is or what your desire at this time. Peace and tranquility are possible if you're able to make compromises and are willing to assume responsibility for the ways in which you communicate with those that you love. So it's like those are kind of... kind of what we call stasis, or just kind of, you know, things are just kind of flow smooth. You've also got this eight of hearts in the Venus, and it could be you're going to have a lot of social success at the very least. Your charm, your disposition, you got a really positive results in all those relationships, both personally and professionally. It's called the playboy card, the playgirl card. Many of the people who have this card in this position experience great romantic success during both this period and for the entire year to a lesser extent. Just being in front of others is what you excel at most now. So it's just like pour it on.
Just
go for it, okay? Just be careful that in all the success, you don't begin to think too much of yourself and bully your closest friends with unreasonable demands or expectations. So it's like there's that flip side. It's like, yeah, this is great. And it's like, oops, it's like, am I stepping on somebody's toes? But it's just a powerful stabilizing influence. It's going to produce really good results, even if the other one was of challenge, which is not really of challenge, but it's just kind of unchangingness. So it's like it just kind of speaks to, it's like, you know, you're going to have some good times coming up. So it's like that's something to look forward to.
Well, that's what I'm waiting for. and you said I get one of my wishes come true this year. I hope so.
And like I said, and remember the other part of that. It's like it's also stick that card on your bathroom mirror and say, what is my dearest, fondest, you know, heart's wish and whatever. And it's kind of goal. I mean, it's like, you know, it keeps your goal in front of you and go, here's my wish for this year. Here's my wish for this year. So you kind of, you know, when you go in the bathroom, it's like, you know, look in the mirror, whatever. It's like you're going to post it someplace where you're going to see it a lot. And just it kind of reminds you. It's just going to be kind of this reminder moment where, you know, you're kind of focused on it. And it's like, you'll understand that when you see, when, you know, it's like, I'm serious when I say check out The Secret, because what your mind is focused on is likely what you're going to bring into yourself. So it's like, if you're focused on that, you know, on that best wish, and it's like, and they've got some phrasing in there on how to, you know, it's like, you don't want to say, oh, this is coming someday. It's like, no, because someday never comes. It's like, it's like the feeling, seeing, believing, acting as if you have it now. So it's like, I really totally encourage you, you know, to, because like I said, she wrote that whole book and did that whole movie on that. And it's like, it's about, depends on the book is how fast you read, but it's like the movie, I'm thinking the movie's a little over an hour. So it's like, it'll be an hour of your time well spent is all I'll say. So it's like, make that, put that on your to-do list. And it's like, go out and look at that. And it's like, yeah.
Now,
see what you
just
think.
One quick question. When you had spoke on the love interest, I am married, and I just,
okay.
Do you see it getting better?
Getting better.
I mean, I know marriage is marriage, but is this like you said, this was, I'm waiting for the year of graduation because so it can get better.
Oh, boy. You know,
yeah.
It's always about change. How long have you guys been married?
It'll be, I guess, 7 years coming up. And like I, when you say year
seven
graduation, years, I'm
okay.
Like, yeah, yeah, it'll be seven years.
Like,
and when you say year graduation, I was like, oh, my gosh, we both lost our jobs. We both started a new business. We just had a baby. I'm learning to be a mom. Just a bunch of stuff, you know, lost a house, lost a home, had just so many things that you just said. It happened. So I'm like, finally, 2 years later, we're back on our feet. What about us? Because it's like, now we're just in a mode of,
we got to get through. It's like, you know, hang
together. Yeah, trying to rebuild where we were. You know, we both had corporate jobs, making great money, had a beautiful house, and now it's like, it feels like we took a step backwards, but it's better now because we have a baby. So it's like,
more family.
Everything you said is right
on
target.
You know what, it's like, I would like you seriously to write to me, just you know, drop me quick, like I'm at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. Let me tell you about Healthy Coffee, and it's like about the opportunities. There's a really good business opportunity for that. It's a young company, and it's like, if you've been in corporate America, you know how to work this, and it's like you'll have that business hat on, and it's like, I want to discuss that with you, but it's like I don't want to take time at this moment.
I'm shooting an email right now.
All righty, sounds good. It's like I say, Casey Birth Cards, and just tell me, you know, just say, hey, I was on the show, here's my name. It's like, you know, send me some info. So it's like, oh, we'll get you going on that, because there's a lot of people that have, you know, met the same, in the same boat, you know, kind of where you guys are at, or it's like, you know, maybe not so much in the corporate, but it's like, you know, just people losing their jobs. And it's like, the wonderful thing about this is not only is it healthy coffee, it's like, it is that stuff that the company will pay you 7 ways if you want to work it as a business. And it's like, it's really amazing stuff. And we'll get you set up with some, you know, people, some of the presentations, like in your local area. So it's like, you can go and really have a look-see and see what that is, because it's like, that could really be something very positive for you guys to do.
Okay, cool.
All righty.
That'd be great.
Well, thank you for calling in. And
I really appreciate it.
And it's like, we'll talk to you again and let us know how stuff
is
going.
Yes, you most definitely will. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. Okay, let's see here. Ah, I see another psychic. Tristan, are you going to be on with us today, or did you have a question? You want to help me read a little bit?
Whatever you want.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. I have something scheduled at 4 o'clock, so
okay.
I won't be able to stay for the whole thing.
Okay. Well, I'm only doing 90 minutes. I'm kind of,
okay.
Jessica,
okay,
and I had,
cool.
had one of those business confabs this morning, and we're doing 90 minutes, so it's like we're good.
Well, speaking of Jethro, it's with Jethro, so.
Aha, okay, very good. All right.
And, to your KC birth cards, I sent you a picture of me. I didn't know if you had one, so I sent it to you so that you could put it up.
Okay, all righty, sounds good, thank you.
For the show tomorrow. So.
Okay, gotcha. It's like, and I'm... You might have to talk to him. I mean, he usually does the posting on the, because I'm not sure how the picture stuff goes. But it's like, yeah, we'll.
Oh, really?
We'll get that figured out. Here we go.
Well, I send
okay.
it to you. You can send it to him however you want to do it, because I know he says he likes to see a face on there.
Right. Exactly. It's like, it's always nice.
Because the people like to see who, you know, the person. They don't want to look at, you know, some beautiful, you know, shooting star.
Sunset
or
whatever. Right. Exactly.
They want to see you.
Something like that.
Exactly.
Okay, we got a couple more callers here. It's like,
okay.
I'm gonna do some brickyards. Does that your grab out your cards there? And it's like, well, maybe give them a 2-for-1 here. Okay, we have area code 508. You are on live Psychics Gone Wild, and I'm Kelly hosting today here. And if you could give me your name and your birth date.
Stephen, December 2nd, 1981. Excuse me.
December 2nd, 1981. Stephen. Okay. Thank you for calling in today.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. We got Tristan's on with us here. She does angel cards, and I do birth cards. So let's see what the cards are showing for you today. Is there anything in particular you wanted to ask about?
The future.
Okay.
Yeah, future.
Stephen. Hey, Kelly, can I say something?
All righty. I saw somebody in chat wrote, when are the aliens landing? I'm like going, I'm not sure.
Hey, Kelly.
We don't do that, so kind of future. Yes, ma'am. Yes, just.
I'm picking up something on Stephen, and I just wanted to say something.
You bet.
I feel you're really sad right now. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I feel tremendous like grief right now, and it's very. I'm an empath, so it's very overwhelming. I just feel your sadness, and all I want to tell you is right now it's going to get better. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm going to let Kelly start, and then I'm going to pull some cards for you.
Okay.
Alrighty. Sounds good. It's like, yeah, because what I've got for Stephen here, it's like, all right, you are a four of diamonds. And you've got a planetary ruler of the six of spades. So it's like, all righty. And we'll kind of take a look and see what's been going on for you or what's happening here. Four people. The fours are people who want stability in life. And it's like, if you think of anything, like what's got stability, it's like, chairs have four legs, tables have four legs, dogs, cats, horses, all of our, what we call our four-legged. And fours are really about that stability. And that's looking for that in your life. Okay, and diamonds, besides being a girl's best friend, though. Diamond people are here, it's like you're always going to have something. Some of your lessons are always going to be about money and about, the material stuff. But the bigger one is, the underlying what are your values. And it's called the card, your four of diamonds is called the card of solid values. It's a card of protection and finances, but the protections are only accessed through hard work. Above all others, it's like you got to put forth this effort to reap the rewards or it runs away from you. If you try to get something for nothing, you will experience failure and frustration. So any money you receive have and always will be in surrounding some responsibility. It's like you're going to be responsible and something for real for that. So it's like you're always going to work for what you get. You've got a really good business sense and the ability to manage and organize a business really successfully. Other people might see you sometimes as stubborn, but that maintaining order and structure in your life, being clear about what's most important to you, is always going to bring you the success and satisfaction. You're not going to change anything in your life if it's working for you. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Even as a child, you knew what was important to you and what was not, and you kind of know what you like. To achieve success, you've got to come to terms with this own inner restlessness you have, and that's the five of spades speaking there, and this sometimes some dissatisfaction, which tends to lead you away from establishing yourself in one or more area and making true progress. It's like if you scatter yourself too far out, it's like you're going to have a lot over a little, but it's like. In the end, it's like, it's going to be kind of a real shallow pond. So it's like, this is what's called, kind of dig the well, dig it deep. And it's like, specialize in one thing that you really like. And it's like, and then kind of branch out when you've got the water from the well to water other things.
Excuse me.
Really sociable. You meet a lot of people. You usually have a lot of friends. However, you do have some difficulties to be dealt with in your life, and you have to watch this tendency to get in a rut and get stuck there. My grandma always used to tell me that a rut is the grave with the ends kicked out, so don't get in a rut and let somebody fill the ends in, okay? You need to have more happiness for you is in capital W-O-R-K work. It's like, so what, once you get into action, everything kind of smooths out, your fears are kind of laid to rest because, working is kind of a panacea for you. laughter, you know, later years of your life, often the ones with the most freedom, happiness, and financial blessings. If you put this work in your younger years, that's like, and you're a pretty young person, you're only 30 here, you're usually long-lived and you enjoy traveling in the world a lot in your later years. You get to experience the thing that you long for in your youth, but, you know, didn't always have the finances for it. But it's like when you put in, you know, your lifetime of work, and it's like you've got things and you've saved up, it's like you'll have the ability to travel and do the things you want to do. In relationships, both males and females who have four of diamonds, you got a lot of high ideals concerning love, and it can often cause confusion in real-life romantic situations. A lot of times you seem really stable, really tough on the outside, but inwardly, you know, you're really kind of a restless person, either restless romantically or else you attract people who are. In addition, you kind of got this karmic destiny to have one or more difficult relationships.
That's
what he's in right now. And what's going on
right now? Okay. I just said that. That's what he's going through right now.
Okay. You put that together and you got people who truly, you know, you want a good relationship, but you got to pass through some tests to acquire it.
Me, Pao, you, my Chinese chops, big of the chop, you, then turn into nunchuckles and cut you up quick to show you acupuncture.
What is that?
What in the world?
What was that?
I have no idea.
Sweet Jesus.
Then he's acupuncture. That's okay. That was
and
really interesting. I have no idea where that one came from.
His Chinese chopsticks into nunchucks.
It's like, whoa.
What the heck was that?
No idea. But for the Four Diamonds people, relationships are just work, work, and more work. Oftentimes you're kind of deprived of this life of ease and luxury until later in your life. And again, that was kind of going back to the work ethic there. Problems ensue if you look upon your relationships as any means of escape from the harshness of life. You've got more than your share of charm and can usually get what you want in a romantic situation, but don't abuse the power, because if you do, the payback is what's called swift and painful, sometimes affects your health. Okay, you've got to practice really high integrity in relationships to avoid some really challenging karmic involvement. So it's like, walk your path, walk it true. Six of Spades is your planetary ruler, adds really a strong, steadying influence to your personality, which can be good. You tend to create peace in your life, and you wait for things to come your way. Health matters play an important role in your life, as you're probably learning lessons about the results of whatever lifestyle you're leading. You don't get away with abuses in that area with your health. You have a great potential for success, but you've got to find ways to get yourself, again, out of the ruts, talk about the ruts for you, at times in order to achieve it. You may really want to find yourself waiting, you know, you find yourself waiting sometimes and waiting for things that never show up because you didn't, you know, put your feet in front of each other and pursue it. You didn't go after it. Your life has a really destined quality about it when you least expect that something dramatic kind of happens to take you to the next chapter, and that may be, you know, like, say, what's happening now. It's like, Tristan, I'll let you go for it and see what you got for him here.
Okay, Stephen, can you hear me okay? Hello?
Uh-oh, I think we lost him.
Steven?
No, he dropped off. It's like maybe, we must have had some
technical difficulty.
I hate to see that BTR moment. It's like I think Blog Talk like kicked him off or something. I don't know what happened.
Steven, can you call back, please?
Yeah, if you can hear us, go ahead and call back. Okay, well,
I had this. Well, can I just tell him what
sure.
I see?
Yeah, in case he's either in the chat or someplace. I'm not sure what happened to him.
Nobody's in chat but me and you. But
okay.
I don't know if there's anybody just listening and just not logged in. I immediately picked up that you are very depressed. I already said that to you. And when Kelly started talking, I knew it was a relationship. And there's something awry with your relationship. And, of course, the first card I pull is relationship. So, basically, that is your current reality and what is, you know, involved with the issue right now, okay? So the second card is the challenge card. You need to have courage. That is the second card. That's the second angel card. And I'm not exactly sure what it is that you're going through, but I almost feel like you're torn about having to make a decision. I could be totally off on that, but that's what I'm getting, is that there's some decision that either someone else is making for you or that you have to make, but courage is needed for that.
Okay.
Once you move past that, you are going to get your gift, okay? And the gift is peace. And I think ultimately that's what you're seeking right now because of all the grief that you're currently in.
Okay.
So you're going to end up peaceful. which is always wonderful because, you know, God grants us the peace and so do the angels. And I always want you to ask the angels for help. They will not invade on your privacy, so to speak, because of free will. You have to ask them to help you. And if you do that, all things will become clear for you. So I hope this helped you, and we're sorry.
He can if he gets it, he can go back into archives and get it, because it's like we always have those the shows are always archived. So it's like hopefully he'll be able to call back in and can get the rest of that.
And hopefully he won't hear the Chinese chopsticks anymore.
No, that was weird. Okay.
That was very weird.
We've got somebody who's been really patient with us here.
Okay, good.
Area code 207. Oh, come on. Let's see here. My clicker will work. Okay, there we go. Area code 207. You are on the air live with us.
Hi. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
Now you can't talk. You got a frog in your throat. Okay. if you can tell us what your name is and your birth date, it's like you got Kelly and Tristan on. I do the Destiny cards, and Tristan is doing Angel cards. And between the two of us, we'll see what we can figure out for you today.
Okay, my name is John. My birthday is May 8th, 1976.
Okay.
Okay.
Takes me a minute here to do calculations for my stuff here, because mine's kind of numbers and all kinds of stuff. Are you getting? Have you got your layout there first, Tristan?
Not yet. I need
not
to know
yet.
A
okay.
little bit
she's
more from
it. Okay.
34. Are you 34?
76. Okay.
John.
Yeah.
Are you 34?
I'm 35, going on 36.
36.
Okay.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't do math well.
Okay, what I do have up for him here is John is a Jack of Diamonds, and he's got a planetary ruler of this Four of Diamonds. So he's got a double diamond here, and it looks like in Taurus. So it's like, oh, goodness, let's see what we got going here. It's like, yeah, he's got a lot of issues and stuff going with the diamonds. They're always about money in this life, and we're learning lessons from money, but it's also about our deeper values, and it's like what things are really important to us, that kind of stuff. As a Jack, it's like he's in what we call the royal house, because in the card system, the Jack, the Queen, and the King, those are always the royal house. So it's like there's part of that aspect and that personality that, you know, he really dislikes pettiness. It's like, and just, you know, people who just want to be small-minded, his life, like, oh, kind of go away. The Jacks of any suit, they're really highly creative, so it's like he's got a lot of really good creative energies, and that kind of focused into, I'll say with the diamonds, it's like, you know, he could probably do really good entrepreneurially. It's like, you know, with business and stuff. And I guess I probably really should ask, is there any particular question, you know, any particular area you wanted us to look at?
Absolutely. I suffer from unrequited love, and I've suffered from it ever since I was a little boy.
Oh boy.
My whole life.
I want to say Susie in second grade. What is this? No,
after another of
no it started with his
love.
Parents.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I have no idea what it is, but I can never acquire the love of my dream.
Love of your life. You know what? And this is, okay, well, we'll deal with that relationship.
And there have been so many of them who have, you know, I thought were the...
The real deal. And it's like, and then you got bummed. Okay.
And I'm suffering from major unrequited love from a time when, oh, my God, it's really complicated. It's too complicated to even express into words what happened between me and her in the year 2000.
Wow.
When I was on board an aircraft carrier, I was a naval officer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Flew helicopters for the Navy, and then I became hazardous materials division officer for the same man whom I talked with aboard USS Enterprise, nuclear-powered aircraft carrier.
Right.
And I talked about, I just said her name. I said Elizabeth Turner. I didn't even know who this girl was. And I had never met this girl before. And I said the name. I remember saying the name Elizabeth Turner. I'm not trying to explain away some dream. This actually happened. It was not a dream. And so I said to him, I don't know who she is. Who is this girl? Elizabeth Turner. This name is coming to me. This name is coming to me, Elizabeth Turner. And and so I remember I have a crush on guess who? The same girl whose name is Elizabeth Turner. So and she doesn't know, like, it was just so strange that it came to me.
Wow.
Elizabeth Turner would be in my life in the future.
Wow.
And so now I suffer from unrequited love. I have a tattoo of her name on my arm, Elizabeth. And I suffer from unrequited love. She has not yet responded to any of my attempts to woo her.
Okay. Well, let's take a look here. It's like I want to just kind of tell you a little bit about what come up here. It's like you as a jack of diamonds person. Your financially creative card is what it's called. It's a salesman's card. Okay, you've really got some, you know, sharp, clever. You're always able to make a good living using wits and charm. Okay, you've got some psychic ability, which is what's coming across with you dreaming some of this stuff, and can lead you in a to direct spiritual realization. But sometimes the jacks, you got fixed in your mind, and often this prevents you from exploring the situation, which is one of your greatest gifts. You can, you know, you have the ability to become a professional psychic if you wanted to, type of thing. You've got great power to persuade others. You're successful in work that brings you in front of groups or individuals. You can make a good living in entertainment or healing professions. In your case, what I'm hearing you say is like, and I've got a lot of military. I think every male in my whole entire family has served in some branch of the military. It's like we've got them all there. What's your relationship, though? You kind of have this idealistic view of love and marriage, and it can be a constant turnover of love interests. You know, it's like, and sometimes you change your mind a lot. You think about love a lot. You think about marriage a lot, but you don't actually, you know, jump over the broomstick into the land of marriage, okay? You definitely don't want to mix business and romance, okay? That would be, money and love for you is not a good mix. You have an idealized concept of what your personal freedom is, and in a lot of cases, this idea of your personal freedom keeps you from making a commitment or relationship. You know, you got good reasons why you haven't ever settled down based on your high ideals of personal freedom. But sometimes you're really afraid of what a real commitment might cost you in terms of having, you know,
actually,
to feed yourself.
Can I say something?
Sure, go ahead.
I've turned away so many women because I've been in love with somebody else.
I believe it.
It's in the double digits. It's got to be at least 16 or 17 women I've turned away that I could have possibly started something with.
Right. So it's just this one person in particular you just really want. It's like, golly. Tristan, you want to speak to some of this?
But the most amazing thing is that I saw the name Elizabeth Turner when I was talking to this 06 captain, the executive officer of a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, one of 12 men in the United States.
Wow.
And then he became later, after my flight school, my commanding officer aboard USS Nimitz.
Wow.
And that's when we went into this time warp, and I felt all these powers around me. It was strange. It was very weird when we pulled back in the port in San Diego. I fell asleep for 3 days, and I fell asleep for 3 days because I'd been awake for most of the 9-month cruise.
Okay.
I'd been awake. Like, I hadn't slept at all because I was busy working.
That'll play havoc
and
with you.
And so I felt all these strange powers around me. I knew that I was a Boston resident. And the first thing that I told myself back in 2003 is I'm going to make the Boston Red Sox win the World Series.
Oh, whoa, okay.
I felt like all this power around me. All this power as if I was God of the Earth. And it was strange, too, because these two officers in some, on the medical ship, in Port San Diego, they asked me to stand in some area. And I stood in that some area, and they said, okay, you're done, come here. And then when I went back into my rack, I felt all these strange sensations and powers around me. Like I could forcibly make the Boston Red Sox win the World Series in a dramatic fashion, and that's what I did.
Wow.
That's what happened. In dramatic fashion. They won 4 in a row, and then they won the next series, and then they won the World Series or something.
Wow. So I'll tell you what, it's like we got some other callers here and stuff. It's like I would like to talk with you a little bit about this at length. It's like what I'm going to do is I would like to give you my Gmail for mckcbirthcards@gmail.com. I'm also going to encourage you to call in and talk to our main guy, I'll say Psychic Jethro, and his number is 928-284-0437. Schedule some time with him.
Okay.
I think what you're telling me is... What's that?
Can I ask you another question?
Sure, go ahead.
Is the unrequited love going to be the love of my life this time around?
I would say, Tristan, if you want to field that one, it's like that would be one of those ones I would ask of Jethro, because it's like I don't have the same kind of abilities he does. It's like we all kind of have our different gifts. It's like Tristan is far more intuitive than I am.
Same first name as my grandmother, Elizabeth, committed suicide.
Wow. Okay. Just what I think.
John?
Yeah.
How long has this been going on with this Elizabeth person?
About 2.5-3 years.
Okay. And does this person live by you? Know you?
Yes, she knows me. She's, I met her in chemistry class. She was my teacher's assistant.
Okay.
And she was one level ahead of me. I was in chemical engineering. And so I started writing poetry to her, and that
turned her off. That turned her off big time. I really think you need to move past this, because the cards I pulled was the truth, which means the situation you're currently in, you're not really looking at the truth of things.
Yeah.
The second card is healing. You need to heal yourself, because your first opening statement was unrequited love your entire life. And that didn't stem with this Elizabeth woman, okay? That started from your childhood. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Or past life.
Yeah.
And your third one is you will find a relationship, but I do not believe it's going to be with this Elizabeth person. I think you need to get over that and move on.
It's just so strange because I knew what she was going to look like, and I knew...
But you might have had a past life with her. Okay?
Strange.
You know, I mean...
I have no idea how it happened, but it did. But...
Right.
I let the cat out of the bag, and I mean, I had some pretty secret stuff going back and forth when I was talking with that executive officer at 06 Captain. Pretty secret stuff about extraterrestrials and when we're going to make contact and relationships to certain secret societies and all this weird stuff.
You want to be careful. Yeah, I was going to say, you want to be careful about this because, you know, some of the stuff that you're talking about right there, I've seen people disappear for less than this. So it's like, John, let me tell you, we're on air. It's like, let's have a discussion in a little bit private place here. It's like, but I would really like you to give that number a call that I gave you. And, you know, Gmail us. It's like, you know, try psychicjessro@AOL.com or myself. I'm at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. It's like, you know, shoot me an email. And it's like, I would like to discuss some of this with you, okay, kind of like off the air already.
Well, I don't think that it's much of a danger, really, because of the things that he told me. He told me that a lot of really weird things, like,
yeah,
Kelly, open your Skype for me, please.
Messianic figure or something. I don't want to go into too many details, but
right.
He says there's...
No, please don't.
I was going to say, okay, but John, thank you for calling in today. You know, appreciate it. It's like, hope you continue to listen on here, and, you know, because we do. We want to talk with you some more, but it's like, we got some other callers, and we got to kind of move forward here, and it's like, but talk with us. Talk with us again, and it's like, you know, stay on the line here, and it's like, we'll see if we got some time, you know, kind of at the end here, we can visit with you a little bit. All righty?
Okay,
thank
wonderful. Thanks so
in.
Much.
Bye-bye now. Kelly?
All righty. Yes, ma'am.
Can you do what I asked you in the chat room? Is that possible?
My computer won't support that right now. It's like I just yeah. And we've got some callers online. It's like people have been really patient here, and it's like I really want to get to those folks here. We got area code 440. Okay. Yes, it worked. Here we go. 440. We got you live on the air with Psychic Sunwell. We got Kelly and Tristan today.
Hi, this is Tony. I'm calling from Cleveland. Okay. I've got a question about career. I just applied to a place I worked at before. Heard some changes were in the making or had happened. Wanted to know if I was going to get back to work there or what you saw.
You can live, okay. I knew, for what I do, I need your birthday because I do some number stuff. And Tristan, I think, is probably laying out angel cards here. So what's the birthday for you?
September 14th, 1967.
Let me just tell you, you have great energy.
Thank you.
No, seriously, you have great energy. You're very upbeat. You're very positive. You're a very jovial person. Am I correct?
I try to be.
And he's also Virgo.
No, but you're an upbeat person, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good, because that's what I'm picking up from you.
And 67, okay. Let's get to math again. I got to have the right numbers. The right numbers to do good math here. Okay. 9-14-67. Okay. Tony, you are, your birth card, you are a Ten of Clubs. You know, you got a lot of really, really positive stuff. It's like you're one of those people that's like you can pretty much learn anything you want to learn. You know, one of the scholars, the clubs are the scholars of the decks. Really a good mind. It's like you've got the tens usually deal with, you know, you've got a lot of people around you, whether it's family, friends, you know, circle of support group, you know, something like that. It's like, and you would do well dealing with large groups of people. Let's see, you also have this Eight of Diamonds as your planetary ruler, and that's really a good one in terms of finance, money, and all that kind of stuff. Of course, you know, we always like to take it a little bit, little step further and go, it's also a card of deeper values, and it's like some of the stuff you're here to learn is what those deeper values are, what's really important in life for you. Okay, let's see. Tristan, have you got yours laid out? I'm still kind of working on mine here a little bit.
Okay, if you want me to do it, I'll pull some cards.
I was going to say, go ahead and start, and I'll do a little bit of finish and see if I can add to what you do.
Okay. All right. You're interested in the career. Okay. First card I pulled, okay, this is how it works, John. The first one is your current reality, okay? Your current reality is gratitude. And what that means is that it's what you're facing, what you're involved in, what the issue is right now, okay? So somewhere you need to be getting some more gratitude in your life, being grateful. Do you understand?
Yep. Yep, I do.
Okay, that makes sense to you?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Okay, very good. The angel cards do not lie. Okay, that's all I can tell you is I ask and I receive to give to you. Second of all is the challenge card, and that card is hope. So somewhere inside your core beliefs, you're lacking hope. You're almost kind of like self-sabotaging, I want to say. where you don't think you deserve what you should be getting. Like, for instance, this job. You're calling us worrying about thinking about this job, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So that makes sense right there. Your final one is the gift. And this third angel brings a gift to help you understand and work through the challenge and respond well to a new opportunity. Open your heart to receive the insight, creative solutions, and blessings the angels have to offer. Your third card is adoration. And you know what the word adoration means, correct?
Yes.
So you need to be thanking your angels because they're going to give you what you need. It may not be this exact job. It could be this exact job. But you need to start being grateful. And with the hope, you need to, like, release all negative energy that you're not worthy. Okay? And start having some adoration, you know. Basically, you know, glorifying the angels and talking to them. Now, angels will not interfere in your life because of free will. You have to ask them.
But they will help us if we ask.
Yes, you have to ask them. So I want you to ask them for guidance and help, and they will show you. If you're open to it, they will show you, but you have to be open. Did this help?
Yeah, it did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's see. I've got a little bit for him. It's like the Ten of Clubs, the name of the card itself is called the Teacher card. You're really an independent person. You kind of like act as though you're in the royal, what they call the royal house. You've come full circle in your quest for knowledge. You've got a powerful mind and a consuming desire for more knowledge. It makes you really progressive, very successful in this life, and you need to learn to regain some control of your mind, which has kind of like evolved and got a life of its own. You know, it's like how some people say, oh, yeah, I have a social life that's got its own, you know, type of thing. So your mind has kind of done that. It's like it's kind of like rein that sucker in and go, hey, it's like, remember me? Sometimes Ten of Clubs complain of having trouble sleeping because there's this chatter in your mind all the time. It's like, you know, you just got so many ideas going on. Your best path back to self-mastery is to direct your mind to right motives, higher principles, hard work. You need hard work, you know, and to keep you busy and to be happy. You've got a Three of Hearts in Mars. It makes for emotional restlessness and undecidedness sometimes about your choice of occupation, which can be a strain on relationships and can actually hold you back from achieving some of your highest ambitions. You have a Three of Diamonds as a challenge card. It bears that out and just kind of tells you're going to be doing a lot of experimenting as you work toward kind of finding out what really satisfies you. Let's see. Oh, I almost missed that one. You're at age 44 right now, which is really an amazing period of time for you. This is what's called your pre-birth time, your pre-birth year, because in the system card, the card system I use is like with our deck of, you know, 52 cards, what we call playing cards, you know, the spades, hearts, clubs, all that. At the age 44, the way this system's set up is like when you're born, you have a certain layout of cards, okay? And for the first 45 years of your life, they're exactly the same. When you turn 45, it's called your rebirth year. So it's like at 44, you're going through what's called a pre-birth time. So it's like this is kind of like, you know, the time where you're kind of completing, like, you know, this first 44 years of your life on this planet. And this is why people go through what they call the midlife crisis. Because when you get to age 45, it's like your cards will be in exactly the same position as the day when you were born. And it's like, and you have this opportunity to remake your life and reform your life, learning what you learned for the past 44 years, and go, I'm going to start on a new path, or, you know, whichever. It's like, and some people choose not to, but it's like a lot of people, that's why you hear about this, you know, the quote midlife crisis, is because that's exactly what happens. It's like you come forward with this, and you have this opportunity to go, you know, I did this way the first 44 years, and it's like, and for the next, you know, for the next until I'm 90, I'm going to do this path. And it's like, but you've got the exact same cards going for you, and to go back into those situations and redo this. And it's like, so that's what you've got coming up, and it's like, it's really kind of an exciting time, but it's like also at the same time where you're at, it really kind of, it can kind of leave you muddled and fuzzy, I'll put it that way. It's like, it's kind of like trying to scuba dive in murky water. You can't see real far, okay? in relationships. You're really independent, you're powerful. This can sometimes you have, you know, trouble establishing long term relationships. You're married, that is absolutely not true. But other Ten of Clubs people are like Madonna, Shirley MacLaine. Sometimes they just, you know, they're just kinda out there. Sometimes you have a short attention span when it comes to personal relationships. And it's like you've got some things where it's like you need to deal with some of your inner world and kind of contend with some emotional things before you really try, you know, find true happiness and love. But of course, where you're looking at the business aspect here, so it's like I'm trying to get to that one. Your Eight of Diamonds as a planetary ruler, it adds an element of power to your personality, and it gives you really a desire and ability to become well known in some way. Your power is expressed through your values. You know that, you know what everything is worth, and you can really drive a hard bargain. You're a powerful person. You probably attract other powerful people with whom you must deal. You're probably going to be the one in your family, you know, to manage your estate, you know, whatever. They're going to go, yeah, it's all yours. You know, it's like you do the paperwork for this. In that regard, you're really trustworthy and fair. You've got some artistic ability that can bring you recognition. So you just, you know, you might seek it through that, or, you know, you might not. You might seek some recognition through acquisition of money and power. In love, you probably have some uncertainties that you got to deal with before you can find that, you know, true satisfaction in a loving relationship. The true purpose here in this this pre-birth year, it's like, you know, this is the year you're really looking at, you're kind of searching your life and going, what is the purpose of life? You know, what am I doing here? It's like, where am I going? What are my goals? You know, this kind of stuff. This is where, you know, your little 3x5 index card moment on the bathroom mirror helps you a lot. It's like, what do I want to do? It's kind of like, you know, setting this in motion for yourself. And yeah, I don't know if you've ever, you know, seen The Secret. Hopefully you have, by Rhonda Byrne, or read the book. It's like there's a lot of this, and it's what Tristan was talking about, this attitude of gratitude. By bringing, you know, by having, really being thankful for what you already have, this law of attraction brings more of it to you. Okay, and you've got... I was going to look at this here. Your long range for the year. You got five cards that impact you for the year, and it could be this. You got a seven of spades sitting there, and it could be a year of work and health difficulties, or a card of success and spiritual work. It's a year when you're going to have to really face square on any negative attitudes or patterns you have that have been accumulating. And then again, this is kind of this pre-birth stuff. It's like, so you're going to get ready to shed this. It's like, you know, kind of like the caterpillar that goes in and makes its chrysalis and emerges from this cocoon as a butterfly. It's like that's kind of where you're at. Where you're at right now, you're kind of in that cocoon stage right now. This is the kind of what that year is like. When you take, you know, you really need to look and take stock of your thoughts, your words, your deeds to see how they've created your world, you know, see what you've created around you. And then it's possible to actualize that card's potential for spiritual success. The potential for inner development this year is just enormous with this card present. Any problems you have this year have inner solutions. You see yourself as kind of the source of your success and good health, and you take positive steps to create work and health conditions that you want. Seven of Spades is also called the card of faith, and it's the most potent of the spiritual cards. For that reason, it's like the possibility of success and personal freedom are a lot greater, provided you've listened to the message and learned to, and, you know, live and walk with the person who's surrounded in light. Okay, let's see. I was looking forward. Looks like what I'm going to suggest to you here, though, is a lot of times, we have different people on. We're here like every day. Jethro is one that's really good with kind of that forward look. It's like he can see, I'm not going to say profit or, you know, prognosticate, but it's like he can kind of do that little look ahead, like what you were looking for. It's like, you know, am I going to get this job? He's going to be on. I'm not sure, let me think, tomorrow's Wednesday, Thursday, maybe Friday. It's like he's going to kind of pop in and out this week with different things, but it's like, click follow on your computer, follow us. So it's like just kind of, you know, we're here at like noon every day in Rocky Mountain time. But you can also write to him. He's got a website, www.jethrosmith.net. You can also set up like a personal reading with him, the 928-284-0437. Or just, you know, you can email him at psychicjethro@aol.com or jethropsychic@gmail.com. But it's like, you know, kind of follow along with us a little bit, and it's like I would like to have him address that, because it's like I think that would be, you know, give you some more insight on kind of what's going on here. It's like I think Tristan and I may have, you know, hit on parts of it, but it's like there's there's more there, and it's like, I know, all I can say is I know there's more there, and it's like, I don't have the right dial tone frequency to get it, okay?
Uh-huh, good.
But it's like, you know, click, 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 follow, and it's like, you know, follow along, it's like, and call back in, it's like, you know, keep this, the 773-897-6461, and call us back, because we'd like to hear what goes on, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, I appreciate
Alrighty,
it.
Alrighty, well, thank you. Thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you, John.
Okay, and let's see. Thank you. We got a couple other callers. This one, this person's been waiting for us here, been really patient. Thank you so much. We got a couple more here. And we've got area code 248. 248, you're live on the air here with Kelly and Tristan today.
Hi. My name is Lenny, and my birth date is February 5th, 1950.
Aquarius.
Right. Yes. February 5th, 1950. I was like going, I'm a 7, so it's like, yeah, all right, there's a fellow Aquarian. Cool. Hey, Lenny, glad to have you on here today. Okay, and Tristan's going to be laying out her birth cards while I'm looking this up, and it's like, I'm kind of sitting here going, let's see, I know I'm a 5, so it's like, I'm thinking you are probably, I'm trying to click this in my mind here before my calculator gets to it, but I'm thinking you are... I know you're a spade. It's like, I think it's a 7 of spades. So let's see what we got going for you today. Okay.
Lenny?
Yes.
There we go.
Can I ask, for me to do mine, I need a specific area you want to touch on.
How about health?
Health.
Okay.
All right.
Because I got to do my cards and get them ready here.
Yep, and sure enough, it's like, okay, Lenny is, you've got double spades here. It's like, talk about a light of spades. Oh. He's got a 7 of spades as that birth card, and he's got a 2 of spades as his planetary ruler. I know that 7 of spades it's in this lifetime, you know, dealing with things, it's like you came in here, it's called the card of faith. And it's like also spades are the cards of, you know, they're hard-working cards. It's like if you think of somebody, you know, back in the day, it's like, you know, go out to the garden and it's like, here's a hoe, you know, and you do it by hand. You don't have a rototiller, okay? It's that kind of work. It's like, you know, your life a lot of times is work, work, and a lot of work. So it's like, I think you had probably a lot of that. I'll see what we can find out for health for you today here. I'm trying to get that section pulled up here.
Can I ask a question, please?
Sure. Yeah.
Kelly, do you mind if I ask?
Go for it, yeah, go.
Okay. I don't know why, but diabetes came into my head. Are you having any kind of problems with your feet or lightheadedness?
I don't know, but last time, you know, I had a physical, she said I had pre-diabetes.
I was picking... You either are on the verge of having diabetes or you are diabetic. And it's not type 1, it's type 2.
Yeah. So is that have you been controlling that with diet?
You know, you try. I'm trying, so, yeah.
Right. I was going to say, I'm going to put in a plug for healthy coffee right here, right now, because of the herb that's got in it. It's like, and Lenny, it's like, I'm going to give you my Gmail address here is kcbirthcards@gmail.com, but I do healthy coffee. And it's got this herb in it that has been in use for, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 years, depending on what source you talk to. And it's like people who have these kind of health issues, like, you know, that what you're talking about, there's been a lot of people really have success, I'll just say, in people that I know personally who have gotten off their diabetes medication, who are no longer diabetic. A case of a lady who she was so diabetic, she was 3 weeks from dying, and she was like virtually blind in both eyes. And she came out of it, it's like she got on this particular herb. And it's like 18 months later, after her doctor told her she had 3 weeks to live, it's like not only was she not diabetic, she also had her eyesight back. So it's like, I want to talk to you about coffee, but it's like I want to talk to you later on here on that. Let's see. I would like to say here, it's like a number. I'll give you my number to call here real quick, too. It's like my business number is 719-289-4907. I'll say that again. 719-289 4907. And just call and leave me a message. You'll kind of hear the little intro. It's like I have a little, you know, spiel on the healthy coffee, but it's like, leave me your number and I will call you back, because my phone, it doesn't pick up numbers roll off for whatever reason. So I just tell people, you know, leave your name, leave your number, and it's like, and I will give you a call back on this, and we'll get you hooked up with stuff.
I also put it in chat, okay?
Oh, good. Oh, good. Thank you.
Lenny, I put it in chat, so if you're in chat, you can
not
see
sure
her.
He's there. Okay.
Her Gmail account.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But you're the Seven of Spades here. You are this card of faith, and it's like it's regarded as one of the most spiritual cards in the deck. And you can have a lot of success in your life as long as you don't regard the wisdom intended to guide you through life. You're here to learn about trust and keep the faith, no matter what circumstance you're in. Your main challenges here it is. It comes in the areas of work and health. Okay. This underlying King of Diamonds says that you need to live the higher values, you know, if you're going to have the blessings and power that's inherently available to you. The same King of Diamonds gives you a lot of inner strength and the tendency to push things at times. It's the only one-eyed king in the deck, and for that reason, Seven of Spades, you got to watch out for that tendency to be one-sided and really subjective in your communication with other people. Being the Seven of Spades puts you on the line. You got to think, speak, and act from this higher perspective, or else you kind of suffer innumerable ills, often physically oriented, okay, and it's about your communication. Your problems, most problems, translate as ailments, accidents, or other physical afflictions, okay, when you're not walking that really high line. It's one of the better life paths in this deck of cards. You've got a lot of talents that, you know, you utilized probably, you know, in the past, whatever, and, you know, you might have really become prominent and successful in your line of work. You've got this Four of Diamonds. Even as Saturn card is a symbol of protection and security. Nothing can really hurt you but your own fear. You know, nothing. We have nothing to fear but fear of self type of thing. You have some protection from high spiritual force, okay, you know, kind of like God loves you already, but it's got to be actualized with aligning your actions with this highest truth and motive. So it's like, you know, talk to him, hope you're chatting to the big guy. Once you do, your lives kind of assume this magical quality. You might take on some kind of special mission to help the world. You can be unlimited in the good you do. You've got the pretty good marriage karma. Tristan, is that you? Okay. But you need to learn this non-attachment, okay, for different things. But it's like for health and stuff, it's like are you scheduled to kind of go back to the doctor again? It's like, Tristan, you getting anything else?
Yeah, I have another physical. I had a weird thing, though, like, let me run this by you. I had, like, a couple weeks ago, I had like, this little twitching, like, under my eye, and then it went away for a week. I went to the eye doctor, said it was nothing. Then it came back again a couple of days ago. So I don't know if that's anything significant.
Those are called muscle tics, and a lot of times it's muscle tics are when, you know, just the muscles in our body, and it's like, this is my other area. It's like I've done a lot of health stuff in the past and whatever. It's like I do, but not on air. But, you know, that involuntarily muscle spasms, okay, and he's right. It's like, it's really annoying. It's kind of like the hiccups, okay? It's like, but instead of you having the hiccups, it's like your eye muscle is twitching under there. It's like, believe me, I understand how annoying it can be. But it's just sometimes
the same all the time.
Yeah.
Just for, like, you know, 10 seconds or 30 seconds or something.
Right. Think, I know, it's almost like water dripping. Yeah. You can try some stuff with acupressure points and that kind of stuff. It's like sometimes those will give relief, because I know you can actually get rid of hiccups. It's like there's 3 pressure points on your stomach that you can do with this. The eye stuff, it's like you just kind of mess around. There's different points, acupressure points on your face, and it's like, you know, just kind of, you can just kind of press around. It's like I'm going to recommend get to your local library because they've got books on this. And it's like just kind of check one of those out and kind of go through it. It's like they've got some really cool charts and stuff. And that'll, you know, it's like if you're looking for that, it's like that could probably alleviate that and help it go away. But it's like, you know, your doctor's right. It's like it's nothing major. It's just like annoying as all heck. It's like having hiccups for days and not being able to get rid of them.
Yeah, he said it was just probably attributable to stress, fatigue, you know.
Right.
That kind of thing.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do the cards for you? Are you ready?
Yeah. Appreciate
okay.
It.
No problem. My cards are angel cards, and I give you your current reality, the challenge, and the gift that you will receive. Okay. And of course, the first card that comes up is healing. So that is your current reality, which you are now in. And I picked up the diabetes, basically, from you. And you need hope. That is your second card. It's the challenge card. And basically, it's telling you that you need to open up to the opportunity to receive the hope, okay? Because you kind of feel almost a little bit bewildered and confused with this. Is that, like, kind of correct there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And the last card is your gift card. And your gift card will help you to understand and work through the challenge and respond well to a new opportunity. Open your heart and to receiving the insight and creative intuitions and guidance and blessings that the angels have to give you. And your third card was the guardian angel. So you are being protected. You're being watched over. So you can, through Kelly's Coffee, diet, and exercise, beat this diabetes, okay, and any other health issues that are going to arise from it. Because I don't know if you've looked into the diabetes at all, but... But
I know there's a lot of complications, if you know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right.
You can go blind from having diabetes, okay,
right,
if it's not contained.
And, of course, you can always get unblind from it, too. So it's like, that's why I want to talk to him off the air on this.
Exactly. That's why I mentioned Kelly's Healthy Coffee.
There you go.
So did that help you?
Yeah, thank you very much for your insight.
Okay.
You really hit the mark with me. Appreciate
and
it.
John, I'd ask you, it's like I'm not sure if you're on
Lenny.
The computer or whatever, but like if you can click follow or it's like stick us down on your time frame. It's like we're here Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. It's noon Rocky Mountain time. It's 1 o'clock Central. We're at 2 o'clock. We start at 2 o'clock Eastern time and 11 o'clock out in Pacific time. But it's like call in again because I'd like to see, you know, like I said, I'd like to see what Jester has to say to you. So it's like, you know, follow along, call us in again, and you know, keep us apprised on this. And it's like, and I will talk to you. I gave you my number there. It's like, give me a call, and I will talk to you about some healthy coffee and what it can possibly do to change your life there positively. So. Thanks for being
on. Thanks
really
both of you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Lenny.
Okay.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you again. We'll talk to you again. Okay.
God bless.
All righty. We can take one more caller. It's like we're running low on time here. It's like we got about 8 minutes left, and it's like we're going to have time to get one more person in. Apologies to anybody else out there. It's like please call in again. It's like, you know, we appreciate you calling in. That's 773-897-6461, 508. We're going to do you really quick here. We got about 5 minutes, and then we're gonna end up. It's like if we don't get everything answered for you today, we'd like to encourage you to call back in and, you know, have another reading with us, okay? So 508, you're live on the air with us.
Hi.
Hello, how you doing?
Okay.
No, you're not.
No, not okay. If you can give us your name, and what I need is your birth date real quick, and it's like, and I'm going to have Justin talk to you a bit while I do some calculation here, but let us have your name and your birth date.
Kelly, 8/13/80.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Kelly, 8/13/80.
8/13/80. Okay. All right. Well, Kelly's a good name. I know. It means... Amazon Warrior. Sometimes we get tired of Warrior and Adorado. That's my name.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Kelly?
Yes.
This is about a relationship.
Oh. Not wanted to look for my future, but I don't
kind of currently what's going on.
Yeah.
But this is what you're calling about, correct?
No, I want to see if I was going to be happy in the future.
Okay. All right.
But it revolves around a relationship if you're going to be happy.
I guess, yeah, if I'm making a mistake or if it's just a waste of time.
Yeah, because you're in a relationship right now where you feel like you're at a crossroads.
Well, it's kind of like a dating thing, but I don't know, confusion.
Okay.
Well, crossroads.
Kelly, what I can tell you is, number one, you're a Leo. Number two, you, obviously you're a female, and it's like your card, though, you are a king of clubs, and it's like that is any of the kings, it's really hard. It's really hard for relationships because one of the things about you is you are really, 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 you know, a strong personality, and it's like you tend to kind of, you know, if you guys are dancing, you kind of want to, it's one of those, I want to leave, not follow, okay? So it makes relationships really problematical. You really need, you know, kind of a special guy. You really do. One thing I can tell you here, the King of Clubs is called the King of Knowledge and Master Distinctions. You've got everything that you need to be an authority, really, in any area you choose. It's like, you know, if you want to be a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon, you could probably do both of them, okay? You've got that kind of mentality. You've got that kind of intellect. You're really smart. You can really do, you know, a lot of things. And you learn things easily and you learn things quickly, okay? You're one of the scholars of the deck. That's what clubs do. Okay,
space.
So the well that feeds your mind is inexhaustible from a high source, you know, kind of like God loves you, okay? But these are people, you live by your own truth. You can be found in all kinds of professions, very popular, well-liked. You're also one of the most psychic cards in the deck, so much so your intuitive approach to life is second nature. So it's like, you know, when you're learning to listen to that gut feeling, it's like, and this is one of the reasons you're calling here, is like, am I really making a mistake? Because sometimes when you're in the forest, you know, as a psychic, when you're intuitive, you know, when you're in the forest, you can't see the forest for the trees. And it's like, that's kind of how it is when you guys get in a relationship. You've got, the greatest challenge for you lies in the concept of marriage. This occasional habit you got of getting into this comfortable rut, you don't push yourself enough to actualize your highest potential. You've got a lot to give the world. If you don't do it, you know, if you don't act out and do what you're supposed to do, it can lead to regret later in life if it's just not fully expressed because you go, dang it, I should have done. You know, it's like, and that's what you look back when you get older in life and go, darn it, I should have done this. You know, so it's like sometimes it's like, you know, go forth and do some of those things. But in relationships, you've got basically really good marriage karma. You love the feeling of being in a close relationship, but there's aspects of marriage that's really challenging for you. And one of the major ones is the part that tells you in a marriage, I'm going to lose my personal freedom, because freedom is really an important word for King of Clubs, and it's like something to be treasured above all else, sometimes including this happy relationship. You might say that the King of Clubs has a problem around freedom, but it doesn't prevent all you guys from getting married or settling down. You're really strong-willed, you're powerful people, you make fine distinctions with your minds. Anybody involved with you has got to be able to handle this power that you put out in intensity without getting defensive, which is a lot of times hard for guys when you're the girl. It's challenging a lot of cases. For this reason, women are more, they call it masculine-oriented, but it's like, it's, you know, it's not, you're not out there with the Paul Bunyan, you know, lager boots. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means it's the way you think, and it's like, and the way you do things. It's like kings tend to sit, you know, kings rule a kingdom, okay? It's like, and you sit on that throne, and sometimes, you know, you can, you know, have that domineering, it's like, you know, I rule, you know, type of thing. And sometimes it's difficult for you to find a partner with who you can be yourself with and for to have them not feel threatened. For the fact that you're a Leo, it's like you have no separate planetary ruling card. You're this person born under the royal sign of the sun, and it's like it's the same as your birth card. It kind of like doubles or triple version of what you are, okay? So the qualities that you have in your birth card, it's kind of like been doubled. So it's like you've got a lot of potential in terms of leadership. You have a really an opportunity to utilize characteristics in your birth card to lead others. You do really well if you're in business, if you're in a position of, you know, kind of being the boss. You can help people in a lot of ways. You have this strong romantic nature, ironically enough, it's this twist. It's like you have a strong romantic nature that can interfere with long-term commitments. I'm like, oh my goodness, this sounds like a real dichotomy, which it kind of sort of is for you. But it's like really, it's going to take a special guy, and it's like kind of if you're having the doubts and kind of wondering, it's like, it's like, but I'll see what Tristan's got to say for you. And I'm going to encourage you to hit follow and follow us, and it's like call back. I know for sure Jethro's going to be on Friday. He might be on doing a little bit of time with Tristan on Wednesday. Not sure yet. You know, it's going to how his week follows up, but it's like call back. You know, call us back too, and it's like because I know we're just
can you hear me?
Short bit. Oh, Jethro,
oh my God.
Yes. Thank you, God. Okay, yes. Can you speak to her for a little bit here? Yes.
Oh, I apologize. I really just called in quickly. We run out of time, and I would love
I
to read for you. This is Psychic Jethro. You've come on Psychic's Gone Wild. We really love when you guys call in. You please call back at 773-897-6461. I was trying to find out how to get that healthy coffee, and I also had about 3 minutes here, and I love the fact you called in. They're right now taping this, so as the show goes into the last few minutes of it, if you'll give me your first name, I'll probably end this show with a little bit of a reading for you.
Kelly.
We got 90 seconds.
Great. And I thank you, Kelly. This is really one of the great things about calling in here, is I feel like you've got some other things happening in your future here. I also see the other part that's going for you, Kelly, is that there's a new strength here. You've got a person here that I feel that's pulling your energy in relationship.
Yep.
And I feel it. I need you just to go ahead and give me your date of birth.
8/13/80.
Okay, Kelly. Boy, you got them whacking you. You've got some attention going on here. You've got this thing happening, and I love what the Destiny cards and what they're showing. And what I'm feeling here in energy with you, Kelly, is that this person. Can I get a first name on this one? Because you've got a bad one. You've got somebody here that's pulling your energy, and then you've got one that loves you that's fighting for you. You're the stuff that movies are made about here. What have we got?
It's a confusion thing.
It's good. I'm jealous. The Scorpio's sitting here going, wait a minute.
I don't even know what to say.
No, you're fine. I can feel the energy. Please get a hold of me, you know, and get that reading. We've really got a quick thing going on here. We are giving away a half an hour reading to those who was on the psychic chat. If you can name the animal and name what the picture with Psychic Jethro is, not the alligator that I'm wrestling, but the out of the four pictures, there's another animal there, you know, and my in-laws do not count. No, I'm kidding. But it's like the pictures you'll see on there is actually there's two, one with me, and we will be looking at on there. If you guys will look, you'll see that. And please do that for that half an hour reading. Send it to Psychic Jethro at AOL, and you'll get a free and half an hour reading if you're one of the people picked for today. And I thank you guys. Well, it looks like we're going on time.
Yeah, I think it kicked us off.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, call back in.